Hare Krishna. Material adversity transforms spiritual opportunity into existential necessity. Our present existence is bidimensional. We are at our core spiritual beings, souls, who are engaged in material bodies. So our existence has both these dimensions, spiritual and material. Now, while living thus, in both these dimensions, we need to recognize that we as souls who are now have human bodies, have the capacity to realize our spiritual nature and to relish the eternal joy that is inherent, that is our birthright as spiritual beings who are parts of Krishna, who is the source of all pleasure. So human life offers us the opportunity to relish this, to realize and relish this unlimited happiness. However, we often don't take this opportunity because among these two levels of our existence, spiritual and material, our mind is caught at the material level and our circumstances are also allure us at the material level. So, normally when there is hope for material success, material pleasure, material prosperity, then we neglect the spiritual opportunity that we have. But when there is material adversity, at that time, when whatever we are trying to do, none of that seems to work. Whatever we are doing, it seems to be going wrong. At that time, we just realize that I need something higher. And at that time, when at the material level, everything seems to be going wrong, because our existence is two-dimensional, and at the material level, our existence becomes insufferable, intolerable, unbearable, then we desperately seek to raise our consciousness to the spiritual level by which we can relish some relief, some comfort. And this is what happened to Arjuna at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, when at the material level, the prospect of a brutal fratricidal war just overwhelmed him. In 1.13, the Bhagavad Gita, he states, Acha shaknomyam asthatum bhramati vachame manaha nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava. So he says, Acha shaknomyam asthatum. Oh my dear Lord, it's not possible for me to be situated like this. Bhramati vachame manaha. My mind is wandering like mad. Nimittani cha pashyami. Nimittani. That I am seeing the sources. I am seeing inauspiciousness everywhere. Seeing causes of misfortune everywhere. Viparitani keshava. Viparitani. Unfavorable. Hostile. Destructive. So the Gita, this Gita section describes how Arjuna's bow started slipping from his hand. It was sweat. Horripilation. And he was suffering a meltdown, a complete emotional and ethical meltdown. And he just didn't know what to do. So he was more or less on the chart of success that society at his time had planned out for a warrior like him. That as a warrior, he was meant to fight. As a warrior, he was meant to rule a kingdom. He was meant to defeat other warriors. And that's what he had been doing. He acquired formidable skills and prowess and won great battles. But suddenly, at this particular point, when he faced a crippling adversity, he didn't know what to do. How could he fight against his loved ones? What could he do? At that time, he was forced to recognize that things at material level are so miserable that I need some spiritual shelter. So, and thus he turns to Krishna and seeks spiritual guidance, and thus the spiritual opportunity becomes utilized. And similarly for us, the opportunity to learn about Krishna, to learn about our life spiritual side, about all this is always there with us. And when we don't often take this opportunity, but when there is material adversity, rather than becoming frustrated because of that adversity and becoming defeated, we can instead turn towards Krishna wholeheartedly and seek His shelter. When we seek His shelter, we will find enormous shelter therein. We will find that in remembering Him, in loving Him, in redirecting our love towards Him, even if it is for that temporary period because of the material adversity, when that becomes an existential necessity and we take shelter of Krishna, then that existential necessity gradually catapults us, elevates us, so that by experiencing the shelter of Krishna, we recognize that our existence itself gets full purpose and fulfillment when it is directed towards Krishna, centered in Krishna, and sheltered in Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.